Chapter 9. Mr. Right. When looking for love, people may go to some extreme lengths. They might go on blind dates set up by family and friends. They might write personal ads to place in newspapers. Or they might use a computer to help them in their search for a soulmate by joining an online dating service. Some people have even tried to find their perfect match through game shows on television. Many of these TV dating shows, including The Bachelor and Who Wants to Marry a Multimillionaire, have proved to be ratings blockbusters, with millions of viewers watching each week to find out which of the contestants will find true love. Of all these game shows, perhaps the one with the most unexpected ending was Mr. Right, which was shown in England in 2002. On the show, a bachelor, 35-year-old Lance Gerard Wright, dated 15 women to find the one who was his ideal partner. The host of the show was Ulrika Jonsson, an English celebrity originally from Sweden. For 7 weeks on the show, Gerard Wright took turns going on dates with each of the women, taking them to expensive restaurants and exotic locations. He even met the women's families and introduced them to his own. Then at the end of each episode, he would choose between one and three of the contestants with whom he had felt the least compatible, and say goodbye to them. At one point during the series, one contestant volunteered to leave because she said she didn't find him attractive. After 2 dates, she said she had had enough and she couldn't see it working. He wasn't my cup of tea. In another episode, the woman he was on a date with burst into tears when he called her by another contestant's name. "You called me by another girl's name. I can't believe you did that. I really like you," she sobbed. But in the final episode, the woman he eventually chose decided she didn't want to marry him after all. "I think you've chosen me because you have to choose someone," she said. Maybe this was because she already knew he had fallen in love with the show's host. After leaving the show, Gerard Wright and Jonsson were seen dining together and attending parties around London more and more often. Finally, on May 1, 2003, Gerard Wright proposed to Jonsson on the steps of St. Paul's Cathedral, and she accepted his proposal right away, although it was a conditional acceptance. Jonsson has 2 children from previous relationships, an 8-year-old son, Cameron, and a 2-year-old daughter, Beau. She had to make sure that they agreed to the marriage. Luckily, they did. Gerard Wright said, "In the end, the show did work for me. I grabbed an opportunity to get a girlfriend, and I did. Ulrika's gorgeous." The happy couple finally tied the knot at Jonsson's home in Sweden on the island of Värmdö. They wanted to keep the ceremony small, so only 40 people were invited, including family and friends. There was some gossip at the time that Jonsson's friends who did not receive invitations to the wedding felt snubbed by her. But the bride and groom did not let that ruin their wedding day. Has Ulrika Jonsson finally found Mr. Right? Only time will tell. But none of the guests at the wedding could deny the happiness in the couple's eyes as the bride and groom left the wedding ceremony with the music of Stevie Wonder playing in the background. Seen a lot of things in this old world. When I touch them, they did nothing, girl. Ooh, baby. Here I am, signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours.